This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews and Dr. Andrews, back to school, and it's a very special time here at Morehead State.
Jason, it's one of the very best times of the year. We are so excited. The campus is alive with students, faculty, and staff. There's a great air of anticipation, I think, as new people come to campus and those returning students. We are delighted to kick the thing off for fall semester.
Of course, we've got three great guests, and we'll come back and we'll introduce those and get right into the show after this timeout.
Morehead State's Department of Engineering and Technology Management offers associate, baccalaureate, and master degrees in engineering and technology management. Programs include engineering and construction management, civil engineering, electronics and computer design, and manufacturing engineering technology. The online technology management program can assist community college graduates earn their BS degree. More information online at moreheadstate.edu/etm.
MSU's Office of Career Services helps prepare Morehead State University students for today's growing and competitive workforce. Connect your business with qualified candidates for internships, part-time, or full-time employment. MSU's Career Services can also review resumes, conduct mock interviews, and assist individuals in preparing job applications. For more information, contact the MSU Office of Career Services at 783-2233 or visit online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
Welcome back to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. Three great guests and one great subject for today's show.
Right, Jason. Today we're going to be talking about the opening of school and all the excitement around that. But first, let me introduce the guests that we have with us. First and foremost, I want to introduce Dr. Jason Bentley. Jason has just started here as the Vice President for Student Success. He replaces Madonna Weathers, who is the long-serving vice president for student life at Morehead State University. Jason comes to us from Central Michigan University, where he directed the Office of Student Success. Jason, welcome. We're delighted to have you here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Mr. Tim Rhodes. Tim really needs no introduction. Tim directs all the activity and enrollment services. Tim, welcome and thank you for being with us.
Thanks, President. Great to be here. Great time of year.
It is indeed. And we also have with us Mr. Adam Abbott. Adam is the president of the Student Government Association, a delight to work with, and very, very glad that you're here as well, Adam.
Thank you, Dr. Andrews. I'm very excited, you know, being the student body president to get all these new students back and get this year going.
All right. Well, let's get right into it. So, Jason, tell us a little bit about your first couple of weeks here, your impressions, and then, of course, we want to hear from Tim and Adam to, you know, the perspectives of what's happening on campus. It is an exciting time.
I had an opportunity to come down just at the start of the year, and I have to tell you, there are folks that talk about how they care for students and are supportive of new students and welcome them to a university, but of all the places I've been, I have to be honest with you, there is a culture of real support, and there is an air of optimism, not just among faculty and staff, but among the students, and it's lived out in practice. When you have the deans of various colleges helping to direct traffic and you have faculty helping students and parents unpack, it says something about the culture. The way I've described it is remarkably uncommon across the country to see that type of community spirit. It makes me proud to be here and proud to be an Eagle.
Well, we're delighted you're here, Jason, and thank you for accepting the offer. And more importantly, thanks for coming because you bring knowledge, attitude, and skill that's really desirable for us going into the 21st century. We appreciate it.
And you know, I work with a great team. Tim Rhodes is one of them. If folks haven't had an opportunity, you know, get on social media. Tim went around talking with new students the other day, and I think the theme was all Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, lead to MSU.
Right.
You know, we have an exceptional team of faculty and staff, and we've got a great SGA president.
We do indeed. Well, speaking of Tim Rhodes, Tim, tell us what's going on campus this fall, and you're very close to the students, and then I want to also hear from Adam.
We're excited for two reasons. One, the class that we recruited coming into school, and to see them again, and to help them get enrolled, help them tie up any loose ends. And then we're excited about getting the class of 2017. We're gearing up for that. We've basically brought the class in, turned them over to our caring faculty and staff, and we're ready to hit the road for 2017. At this moment, we're getting all our forms together and updating everything, and then we'll hit the schools, college fairs, from one end of the state to the other. As a matter of fact, we have some open house programs scheduled Saturday, October 1, which will include a home football game, and students who come to campus will be able to get free tickets to the football game. Saturday, October 29, and then Saturday, November 12. Again, we have a home football game and free tickets for our students.
Now, it'll be a little different this year as well because the construction of the Adrian Dorn University Center. The first thing they need to look for is Button Auditorium, and that's where everything will start. So that'll be a little different, and there are going to be some construction still going on campus.
The programs begin at 9 a.m. We'll have signage and our folks out directing them to Button Auditorium and to all the places that they need to attend and where all the programs and services are.
If you can't make it to an open house and you want to find out some information on Morehead State, your crew has Meet MSU Nights, and that's, we go to them. They don't have to come to Morehead. Your enrollment services counselors go from everywhere, from Pikeville to Lexington to Prestonsburg. You know, there are a lot of good people that we get to meet, and some alumni comes to these Meet MSU Nights.
Exactly. We go to 9 locations, from Pike County to Lexington, Louisville, Northern Kentucky, and we'll be sending out some information. So very soon to all of our prospects. We'll be taking these cards and notifications to all the schools. And, of course, it's on our website. And at these locations, not only will they be able to apply or to find out basic information about the university, we'll have faculty, staff, as you mentioned, we'll have alumni. They'll get a real feel for the university. And we'll have some door prizes, including $500 textbook vouchers that we'll draw for.
I know that if they come to the open house, also as a incentive, you waive the $30 fee, the sign-up fee.
Yes, if they attend open house, come to campus for open house, and at the Meet Morehead State Night programs, if they bring a completed application, their transcript, will also waive the fee.
Can't beat that.
Everyone's here to help out. Here at Morehead, we're a community, and I think these new students are really starting to see that. And for those in the region who are thinking about coming here in the future, that's another thing is, you know, we're a family here. We're a community. So I think one thing that people need to know is, you know, why do you need to fall in with Morehead and what can it do for you? So one thing that I think everyone in this room agrees with, and hopefully all of you listening, is that we probably have the most beautiful campus in the state. You can't walk through this campus and not fall in love with it. I think the new students are really starting to see that and really enjoying that. Another thing is there are so many opportunities for success for students all across this region. Another thing I'm really starting to see and enjoy is students who are not necessarily from our region, we're starting to gather those students here as well. And the one thing that I think really seals the deal for our university here is why I love it, is we have people like Dr. Andrews, our president, our faculty, staff, administration, and students. We all care so much, and the faculty and staff and all these people above us are willing to open all the doors that they can find for us to be successful. I think that's a big part of this university, and the new students are already buying into that, which is great. And it's also going to create an amazing alumni base and keep bringing people back here to events.
Yeah, I appreciate, Adam, very much you talking about the beauty of the campus. One of the things we've tried to do in my time here is to respond to what the students said they wanted on this campus. And so we did surveys early on in my tenure here. And students told us they wanted 4 things that were important to them, in addition to quality academics, because that's the first thing that students and parents wanted, a quality academic program. They said they wanted quality housing, quality food service, quality parking, and quality IT support, all the infrastructure for IT. And we've worked hard at that. So on campus today, we're still in the midst of some big projects. The parking garage has been completed. The new food service facility is under construction and will be completed in the spring of 17. It'll be open summer of 17 and available for students a year from now in the fall. We're getting ready to do the groundbreaking for the University Center renovation and expansion. 80,000 square feet will be added to that building, as well as all the interior space repurposed, and it's all for students. It's all about student success and how we can use that space to support them. So the campus itself is well prepared. And then from the student services perspective, Jason, given your years in working with all this, what are the things that you're going to place emphasis on within the division to try to get us more focused on and sensitive to the whole issue of student life and participation on campus and engagement?
You know, one of the great opportunities we have to build upon are the excellent faculty and staff on campus. And first and foremost, to our listeners out there, whether you're a prospective student, a current student, or a supporting family member, you want to know that when you invest your time and energy at Morehead State, that it's going to pay off down the road in terms of acceptance to graduate school, admission to medicine, the ability to come back home and do good things for your family farm, or the ability to go on and be a contributing member in Eastern Kentucky as we reshape our region in the workforce. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look at what are the skills beyond the formal discipline, what are the skills and opportunities that we can help to evolve throughout the 4 years a student is here so that they are competitive in the workforce, they're competitive in their application for graduate programs, and we're going to make sure that that is translated across all the work we do. Our focus is to complement, to reinforce the academic mission of the university in ways that allow students to be successful. So first and foremost, we need folks that come here that understand it's a two-way street. We want to understand the hopes and the dreams and the ambitions of everyone who is here. That's students, faculty, and staff. And we want to try to provide the right map and then the right support along the route to make sure that they're able to achieve that. And so I know that may sound very broad, but we do have very specific areas, and I'll just comment on a couple. The first one is we understand that financing a college education is more difficult today than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So the first thing we're working on is understanding the needs of our students and evolving a completion agenda. And that agenda includes financial support for students specifically as they near the conclusion of their degree. The second is we want to make sure that we have high quality opportunities for students to engage with advisors, to explore, but to make choices about their academic coursework that will not prevent a four-year degree completion. So those are those are two primary areas. And I'll say the overarching part of that is exactly what Adam talked about. When you understand the why, a compelling reason for doing something, those difficult days where you're trying on new ideas, it's easier to work through difficulty when you know on the other end there's a reason. And so we want to help evolve the reason that we do what we do and how that makes a difference in our region and in our future.
The assets that Morehead State University has for students are very broad and deep. So we have the physical facilities, the classroom facilities, and as you mentioned, we have high-quality faculty and staff. And that's the heart of the academy right yep. there. So, you know, young people or middle-aged people or older people that want to come and get an education or finish an education that may not have been able to do earlier in their lives, this is a place that is receptive and supportive of them, and we want them to know we want them to come here to Morehead State.
You know, if you just stand and talk to our students, you get excited. As I stood on the corner just talking to students who came by at random, we just chose students. We wanted to focus on the new freshmen, but as they came by and we saw the quality of these students, it was exciting. And to hear them talk about how they love the university, they were glad they made the choice of MSU, to also hear them say that faculty and staff had been so helpful in directing them, in helping them move in and carrying their materials, their luggage, their things like that, had people out in the parking lot directing them. They really love Morehead State. And so it makes me feel good. You're much more effective selling something that you believe in. I believe in Morehead State, and when you see these kids coming in, it makes you feel good about what you're doing.
Talk a little bit about student engagement and some of the organizations that are available to students. I think you just completed Rush for fraternities on
yes,
campus?
Yes, we actually just finished that up.
And how's that going for fraternities and sororities? Can you give us a little insight into what's going on
Definitely.
There with students?
Definitely. Before I get into that, I'll do some background. Like you said, there are so many organizations all across this campus, whether it be a fraternity, a sorority, student government, religious organizations. There's all kinds of academic clubs. It's all across the board. There's something here for students. If you have something that you enjoy, I promise there's a club here for you. And it's great. And because you get faculty and staff involved in these clubs, for example, with the fraternities like you were talking about. Our advisor is Darren DeMoss, who works with the biology department. So, you know, you get a personal relationship with students. You get to meet people who are your age and your peers who you get to grow with. But then you also get the experience to get adults in your life to help you learn and grow as students and as adults who are going to be in the world later on. I love Greek life, but you don't have to push that on people. There's so many other ways for people to get involved. You know, whether it be the BCM who does pancakes at the end of finals week, or it be student government who's out here reaching and doing the voice for all students. There's something there that you will enjoy as a new student. And I think the faculty and staff administration really loves seeing students step out and grow.
Yeah, Jason, speak a little bit about what we know from the literature in student success about engagement like that. So, you know, Adam has mentioned some things with fraternities, sororities, social organizations. How important is it for students to get connected some way to the campus?
You know, if you've ever had a day where you had to get out of bed and you knew you had a really difficult project, but at the end of that project you had something that was uplifting, meaning there's something that maybe you put your mind to and it's a challenge, and the reward is the ability to go and work out at the recreation center or to spend time with folks that you have a common interest in. The literature is pretty clear that helping an individual to be successful isn't about doing one or two things. It's about the whole approach, that you feel a part of a community, a sense of belonging, and it requires an investment of your time and interest. And if you're learning about horticulture, but you're also talking about that with other individuals who are passionate about horticulture, the engagement opportunity and the learning is much deeper. If you're interested in evolving the skills to be successful in business, and you're working with your fraternity or sorority on setting your budget and planning an event and engaging one another, you're not just learning in theory about how to do good work. You're practicing and honing the skills. And so the literature is pretty clear. One thing that folks might not, it may be intuitive, but I don't know if folks, listeners have thought about it. Our health really matters. And what we know is that students who come to campus, we work hard to encourage them to be active in terms of walking or running or eating healthy. And what we find is that at those engagement points, those involvement points, that it actually pays off in your academic success. And study after study has shown that to be true. So we understand that, and we work really hard to make sure that it isn't about coming in, taking a class, and graduating. It's about evolving ourselves and our notions of what the world is about. So it's a holistic approach, and I think that's uniquely MSU. You know, we have a new marketing slogan, which I am very proud of. I think it captures the spirit and the grittiness and the ability to accept challenge and work hard. And that's the idea that at MSU, you get to major in you. And that's our commitment, the whole person, your family. And I'm excited about being a part of that.
I am too. I like that the rebranding is major in you, because it says that we understand that the student brings a lot to the table, and they need to sort through what it is they wish to become as they grow into adulthood here. We're going to help them along the way, and the ticket at the end of this for them is to be successful in whatever they do. Student success means we're going to have more success, and we want to brag on every student that graduates from here and goes on into whatever field they choose.
Since you've been here, you've really put an emphasis on if students are having trouble, they have advisors to go to or professors to go to. Get it early, because if you wait and push it off, then it's just going to snowball.
Well, we know that having safety nets at every college and university is really important. The first 30 days are really critical, particularly to residential students, because, you know, you think about it. These young people come. We have 3,000 of them in residence halls right now. Maybe the first time they've ever really been away from home for a period of time. They've got roommates, the young people that they've just met. They're on a meal plan. They've got to get up according to their own alarm clock. They don't have mom shaking their toes at the first thing in the morning. So all these changes going on in life. And then they're taking 15 or 16 credit hours. And, you know, there's a lot of rigor in the academic coursework. So our notion has always been we have to have in place ways in which that we can pick up on signals. If we see that a student's having any kind of difficulty, whether it's social with roommates or it's academic, we have to be able to intervene before they make decisions about doing something else.
Tim, once again, hit those dates for your open houses, because I know they can go online, www.moreheadstate.edu/open house.
All right, the dates are Saturday, October 1st, 9 a.m., and there's a home football game that day.
And they can come to that.
They can come free. We'll be there with tickets, and it'll be an exciting season. Saturday, October 29, no football game that day, but open house, 9 a.m. And then Saturday, November 12, also a home football game, also free tickets, 9 a.m., lots of excitement at open house. They can call 800-585-MSU1.
Of course, you can call Enrollment Services locally if you're in the local area. Have the local calling at 606-783-2000.
Very excited to have Dr. Jason Bentley here as our newest vice president, the vice president for student success. The name of the organization changed. We reorganized. We brought together the functional units that all touch areas of student success. And we're very excited about that concept because we know organizationally the better we are connected to one another, the better we can deliver the services that our students need.
We'll come back and wrap things up after this timeout.
Morehead State University has many points of pride, including Elizabeth Mesa Guido, professor of art and design, who had four works of art accepted into the international juried exhibition Nowhere Everywhere, sponsored by the Cambridge School of Weston. Elizabeth Mesa Guido, one of MSU's many points of pride, major in you at Morehead State University. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu.
Looking to improve your value in the workforce or simply add to your knowledge? Check out going to graduate school at Morehead State University. MSU offers 78 graduate programs with 26 of them online. There's also a four-week winter session that accelerates degree completion in several programs. And not only are MSU's graduate programs comprehensive and convenient, they're also very affordable. For more information about graduate school at Morehead State, call 606-783-2039 or email graduate@moreheadstate.edu.
We'll come back as we wrap things up on this edition of Shaping Appalachia.
We've had wonderful guests here today, Dr. Jason Bentley, who is the Vice President for Student Success, Mr. Adam Abbott, who is the President of Student Government Association, and Mr. Tim Rhodes, who is the Director of University Enrollment Services. And it's a great team. It's only part of Jason's team, but on the ground at the start of the semester, these individuals have been fully engaged and embrace all the activity on the campus. I look forward to a wonderful year. The student enthusiasm is palpable, and it's obvious that our faculty and staff are excited to be back this fall. So we're going to have a great year, Jason, and I look forward to reporting through the course of the semester on some of our successes.
Well, we appreciate our guests. Appreciate you, Dr. Andrews. Until next month, this has been Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton. So long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.